it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-seven minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now, great guest and friend of the program, our Broncos insider, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, where are we on this quarterback? We're just all waiting, man. 50% of Broncos country is waiting to cry. The other 50% is waiting to just be so happy and throw a big party.
Boy, and I'm just ready for it to be over, Brady. But I mean, and it really feels like we're honestly past the finish line. I expected to have media availability yesterday, so I thought yesterday was the finish line, Brady. So this is extending. It's like running a marathon and finding out you have five more miles left. I do think, Brady, that this thing will be over this week, and I wouldn't be surprised if we find out in just 3 hours from now when practice wraps up. And we talked to Vic Fangio.
Oh, boy. All right. So, we all can hear what Vic Fangio is saying. And if we're putting the pieces together, and you put Saturday's performance, Teddy was great. He was perfect. And, of course, we saw Drew. I don't know that struggle is the right word, because Drew had his moments, but a different offensive line and just didn't. I mean, he didn't look anything like Teddy. You hear Vic talk about Teddy compared to Drew, and boy, even a guy like me who's thinking it was going to be Drew, I'm starting to feel the opposite now, just listening to how the head coach talks.
Yeah, and Brady, if this is called today or this week before this final preseason game, I don't know how it could be Drew. If Vic wanted it to be Drew, he should have done it last week when Drew came off a phenomenal performance. No one would have blamed him for calling it then, because it was very close in practice leading up until then. They both had good games, but you could rely on the fact that, okay, Drew's the young guy. He just had an incredible game. That's the way we want to go. But after this past game, I don't think you can. And like you said, from every hint Vic has dropped, I don't think he will. I don't think he's going to name Drew Lock the starting quarterback this week. I expect it to be Teddy named as a starter this week, or he'll let it go one more week. But Brady, I just don't really know what you gain from letting it go one more week, because you're going to be going up against third and fourth stringers with the Rams. Sean McVay does not let his top players play. And then put on the fact that it's the final preseason game. I mean, what are you going to find out in this final preseason game? You're probably not going to be able to get any good evaluation from either of these guys. So you probably should make your decision now to get jump-started on week one and start building true chemistry between whichever quarterback you choose and the rest of the offense.
Zach, like you, I think a lot of people were surprised that we haven't had an answer just yet. Let me ask you this, maybe two questions, maybe a follow-up after this one. Does Vic know?
I think he does. And I think he's been leaning toward Teddy for a long time. And Drew made it tough after that first preseason game, but look what we saw. Drew needed to be consistent and show that he can do what he did in that first preseason game week in and week out. Didn't have to be the same performance, but he had to be really good and show pocket presence and poise. And we didn't necessarily see that, but we did see that from Teddy Bridgewater. His stats have been phenomenal, but the two things that really stood out is his poise and composure in the pocket. That's what Vic wants. That's an NFL starting quarterback. And the second thing is Brady. Teddy had four drives in preseason. He scored on every single one of them. He had three touchdowns and one field goal. That may be the most impressive stat.
All right, so how do you think, and again, I agree with you, when you're looking at the body of work through those two games at least, and again, you've been at practice, you've been assessing, you've been keeping score, but when you just look at the games, Teddy, because the first game, Teddy was right there. He came right back and he battled closely. Maybe Drew won that one and looked perfect, but Teddy was right there. This last Saturday, no-brainer, it was all Teddy. But that all being said, and the way that this has progressed, and I want to get into some of the play calls from Saturday too, how do you think Coach Fangio has handled this very important quarterback battle?
Yeah, I think we're still in the process of evaluating that, Brady. If he lets us go on another week and then chooses Teddy again, then you'll say, well, why is he waiting on this? If it goes on one more week, you really got to think they just really want to see it from Drew. That would be them pulling for Drew. But I think for the most part, there's been some mixed messages from Fangio. That's probably been the most confusing part. It seems like at times the goalposts have been moved of what needs to happen for a guy to win. But Vic said at the beginning of training camp, he wants this to be a quick decision. And I think he knew that it wasn't going to be a quick decision. And now we're finding out it certainly is not a fast decision.
I thought it was interesting how, you know, it just seemed like a lot of times, Zach, when you guys would ask questions, especially about Drew, he would kind of morph the answer into, hey, Teddy's looked really good. And then when you guys would ask questions about Teddy, he stayed on Teddy. So to me, that was either a no-brainer, obvious side that he's going with Teddy, or it's some kind of Mr. Miyagi mind trick, and he's actually just doing the opposite to confuse us all.
And Brady looked no further than this after this second preseason game. When asked about Drew, he said, I have to go look at the tape to tell you how he did. When asked about Teddy's performance, nearly the exact same question, he went on and just said how good his pocket presence was, how good his throws were, said his throw to Sauber on the 1 yard line was one of the best he's seen in camp. Even talked about how he has a little Tom Brady pocket presence to him. So it is so clear where this thing is going, Brady. That's why I think the upset would be if Teddy isn't named the starting quarterback this afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Last one on that side of it. We asked a poll question. We like to stir it up here, Zach. You know that. we said, hey, did Vic Fangio set Drew Lock up for failure on Saturday? Now, the conventional answer to that would be no, because they both were kind of given the same shot. Drew starts and goes with all the ones, and then Teddy's with some of the backups, and then vice versa. But there was a few different calls, and listen, they went for it three times with Teddy on fourth down, and it makes one of the greatest plays in preseason so far, that Jerry Jeudy just staying patient in the pocket. Now, later on, Drew is presented with a very similar situation. We see Brandon McManus go out, kick a field goal instead, and I believe Vic's response was more or less, hey, we wanted McManus to get some work in. I think that's the one where I kind of go to, why not give Drew Lock the same shot in that moment?
Yeah, and I wish that we would have seen Drew Lock get a similar shot. And what Vic's answer could have been, and kind of where I buy into it, although he didn't say it, is that field goal that they took with Drew was 5 yards closer than it was with Teddy. You weren't going to kick like a 57-yarder with what it would have been with Teddy. You wouldn't do that in a preseason game. So Drew's 51, 52 yards. To me, that's how I justify that. But still, it's an evaluation. I wish that they would have let Drew go out and have the same opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It'll be interesting to see from this point on. Preseason, though, I mean, let's take this the good side of this. Either way this goes, I mean, I know there's going to be fans that are bitter, but you got to feel pretty good about this, Zach. You've covered the Broncos a lot. You've covered a lot of games. And we always say the same thing every year. It's preseason. It's preseason. Well, how many nuggets of greatness do you take out of that and say, I think this translates?
Yeah, and especially when we talk about the quarterback position, Brady, you know, they've tried to get the Case Keenums, the Joe Flaccos, the Trevor Siemian. They've tried to make all of these guys work. And the way that they sell these guys and the way that fans get behind these guys is by hearing they're a game manager. All they have to do is be okay, good, and this defense will take this team to the playoffs. Well, Teddy is actually showing that he can be that and showing that he can be so much more. So I don't think anyone expects Teddy Bridgewater to look like he did in the preseason going up against backups when he's actually going against starters. He's not going to have 141 passer rating. But isn't that a good place to start, Brady? And then when he's going up against starters, if he comes down to 100 passer rating, 95 passer rating, then we're talking about, okay, this isn't just passable. This is good enough to really compete for the playoffs and be pushing in November and December. So you have to be just thrilled. And on top of that, the defensive side of the ball, boy, they gave up a first down in that first drive to the Seahawks, and I thought, oh my gosh, you're not going to tell me that a fourth-string quarterback is going to go up against the Broncos' first-team defense and get points on the board. And then the defense said, absolutely not, that's not going to happen. They haven't allowed a touchdown. Whether we're talking about the starters or the backups the entire preseason, you couldn't have asked for a better preseason. And now Are we saying that it's going to translate to 30-3 wins in the regular season? No. But are we saying that we really like what we see from the starters and we really like the depth? Absolutely. And this team looks deeper than they've been in a very long time.
Zach, we'll get into more of this when the decision is made. And I know there's a lot of roster spots to talk about. But when you look at the situation with Drew, if in fact it is Teddy, and let's just say Teddy, you know, I'm knocking on wood here, stays healthy, and maybe this team can get into the playoffs. Drew Lock somewhere else next year?
I have to imagine. Because it'll just be that'll be the Broncos doing right by Drew if he doesn't play this year and doesn't get to prove anything. And if the Broncos go with Teddy, unless Teddy gets injured or is terrible and Drew comes on and plays really well, you got to think that the future for Drew is not in Denver.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way. If that's in case the decision. Last one, Jonathan Cooper. There's been a lot of good surprises, a lot of other players to follow. We saw really some greatness from this guy. How much can we expect once we hit the regular season?
And so, you know, some people say, yeah, that was in the second half going up against backup.
Sure.
And yes, that's true. But Brady, I'll tell you what, on Thursday's practice of last week, going up against Garrett Bowles, Jonathan Cooper was getting the best of him multiple times in practice. So that's the most encouraging thing, is seeing it in a game, but then knowing he's also done this against Pro Bowl players and all pro type of players in Garrett Bowles, which is just so impressive. So I think the Broncos got an absolute steal in the seventh round. And now you feel so good about your backup outside linebackers with Malik Reed and Jonathan Cooper. And it does make you think about the future. Okay, maybe instead of paying Vaughn big-time money and Bradley big-time money, the combination of Jonathan Cooper and Malik Reed can be enough to replace one of those guys.
Yeah, no question about it. The depth there, we've been concerned about ever since, really. They moved on, or I guess Shaq moved on, of course, but that would be nice, right, to have that backup there. Last one for you, Josh Watson. We asked that question, former CSU Ram, covering a lot of Rams here. Kind of a bummer to see him waived.
Yeah, it really was, and I was a big Josh Watson fan going back to CSU, and I thought he actually has performed pretty darn well with the Broncos. He hasn't got much playing time on defense, but when he's been out there, I've liked what I've seen, and I thought he was a good special teams player. I didn't expect him to make this roster, but I expected him to last one more week and then make the practice squad, but it does not appear that that's going to happen.
Yeah, man, there's a lot we could talk about, but this until we get this quarterback thing figured out, fortunately or unfortunately, that's going to dominate, and that's just the way it is. But
yep.
We appreciate you rolling with the punches with us, as always, my friend, and we'll be following that Twitter to see when it is you step into the next big media conference to find out who the starting quarterback will be for the 2021 campaign.
3:45, Brady, today is when I expect big stuff to go down.
I'm writing it down. I don't care if I'm in a meeting. I don't care what I'm doing. I am going to stop and see what you're up to, my friend. Zach, appreciate you as always.
Right on, Brady. Thank you.
All right, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. I mean, yeah, if you want me to read the tea leaves, I'll read the tea leaves for you, Colfax, based on what we're hearing. And adding in Saturday. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Teddy. I'm really not. He looked sharp. And if you can get that kind of play, it's going to work. But I'm skeptical that you're going to get that kind of play. The Broncos have played two bad defenses. And for the most part, two bad defenses with their second and third string guys. So you're not going to get that, even for Drew. My whole point is this. Do I believe that Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater, are the future of this organization? No. But there is only one guy that has a realistic shot of being that guy, and that's Drew Lock. So what are we doing here? I mean, is this team a contender? Are we ready for this team to be a contender this year? I think maybe so. Honestly, with Teddy, maybe so. With Drew, maybe so. But you get to the first round, you lose, all right? Well, you know Teddy was fine, but you're going to be looking for his replacement because Teddy is not a franchise guy unless, for some reason, the past, 8 years of his career, he just completely changes into a different guy. He got hurt, and then, you know, he basically settled into that backup quarterback position, that backup quarterback role for the longest time. So I guess when I look at this and I think, do the Broncos want to get stuck in this quarterback purgatory again? Because Colfax, if Teddy's the guy this year, he won't be the guy next year. He's not a franchise quarterback. But if he gets you to the playoffs, if you go to the playoffs, right? Not a contender, but they get to the playoffs, first round. Where's their draft pick going to be? Not good, right? So you're not drafting a quarterback, folks. Aaron Rodgers, okay. If I'm the Packers, do I want to deal with you who has a 23rd pick? Or do I want to deal with one of these teams in the top 10 that's going to give me some real first-round picks? If you go with Drew and you struggle, then you've got the draft pick next year to replace him. None of this makes sense to me, Colbs. This is where we are. It was kind of like when Joe Flacco was the quarterback that year. Now, again, Drew was the rookie, so we weren't even there yet. But then when Joe Flacco started to suck, it was like, just throw Locke in and see what happens. And it was great that first year. Pat Shurmur said it best. Last year was an extension of Drew Locke's rookie year. If you don't believe me, believe the offensive coordinator that's working closely with Drew. 12:52 the time. We got to take a break. We'll wrap up the first hour on the other side. Busy second hour. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. We haven't even touched it, Colfax, because we've been so damn busy. Get the text in. We'll be right back.
No Code Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.